Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Sitting behind the bulletproof glass in spacious Studio 7A, State Representative Dick Campbell, the Republican of Orrington. Appreciate the text message. Gotta wonder if RCV is starting to lose its shine. That survey that found, granted, UNH poll, and I found a lot of reasons why you can take that, the paper on which it's printed, and use it as kindling and start a campfire and make s'mores. But it found that 51% of independent, unenrolled voters, okay, they said, you know what, we don't like ranked choice voting. And then a couple other things happened in the primary. Yeah. If a Democrat or an unenrolled decided to take the ballot and vote for Dr. Nirav Shah, your guy lost because of RCV. If you voted for Joe Baldacci in the 2nd Congressional District Democrat primary, you lost because of RCV. And if you really wanted RCV to work, why wasn't Janet Mills the nominee after Graham Plattner imploded? And then we had the problems with the B communities, Biddeford, Bath, I believe, Berwick, Brooklyn, Maine, and then Limestone. Okay, Limestone doesn't start with B, but I'm putting them in the group anyway. And then I'll add one more to it, Dick. Uh-huh. The National Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They do not want states to send delegates to the 2028 convention based on RCV. They want just the first round. I wonder if the wheels have finally come off of RCV enough that it needs to be revisited. And you sent me a text message. What did you say?
Well, I have bill title in to repeal it. So, and it's interesting, we really don't have anything but a file for bills submitted to the 131st by incumbents. So I asked if I had two in, one long ago and then one the other day, and they couldn't tell me. But anyway.
They keep that file just as clean as the voter rolls in our state, don't they?
That's right. So anyway, it's been a concern of mine ever since it began. The questions that come from constituents, what do I do? What do I do? And then more recently, with the Bobby Charles campaign, he had it down. Put my name in all the way across. So
as he did that, we heard some people on the other side saying, no, you shouldn't do that. No, you shouldn't do that, including some from the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way to assure that you have one vote. It's crazy how, on the Democrat gubernatorial and Janet Mills should be on the ticket. She was second in ranked choice voting.
Unless behind closed doors, they went to her and said, do you want it? She said no. Or maybe they didn't want her. It's one or the other.
Yeah. No.
What your bill, whichever one it is, the old one that may still be lurking in the file somewhere, how much dust is on it, I don't know. But the new one, what exactly would it do, Dick?
It's real simple. An act to repeal ranked choice voting, period. Now, the opposition will say, well, it went out to the people twice. The people approved it twice. But you had it recapped just as we were opening the segment. There is that both... They're confused, but there isn't that support for it anymore. And then look what happened on the Democrat side. The most votes didn't win.
Mm-hmm. I corrected myself in the discussion on Monday because I had thought, I had heard it, and I even repeated it, that if you took Portland, the People's Republic of Portland, as some call it, very, very deep blue, if you'd taken Portland out of the vote in 2018... RCV would have died. And when I saw my numbers, when I saw the numbers that came back and I checked them twice and I checked them a third time, and my wife was asking me, why are you spending so much time in front of your computer at the kitchen island on a Sunday when we could be doing something? You could be folding laundry, doing chores, honey. I said, I got to figure this out. I was wrong. Even if you took all of Cumberland County out of there, RCV would have still survived. But I wonder now, after we've seen Republicans lose their favorite candidate, after we've seen Democrats lose their favorite candidate, and after the very precious unenrolleds, now that they're saying, maybe not, maybe it's time to revisit it. Now, I say that, but we have surveys still to this day. Give me a second here.
Sure.
We have surveys still this day that say that the vast majority of Mainers do not want transgender athletes in girls' sports and safe spaces, and yet still the majority party stand on it. They're ready to die on this hill.
Well, that's the problem. You had it right. Majority party. This majority party, the Democrat Party, has been in charge for closing in on 50 years, except for two. And in spite of ourselves, the Republicans got it in 10 and lost it in 12 because we don't know how to play the game. It's sustainability.
Well, I would argue to you that Charlie Webster helped Kraft a win in 2010 because, I don't know if you heard this, I called him up. He was out fishing, but he said, okay, I'll put down the rod and reel and talk to you.
Yeah.
He had every candidate running for the Republican Party in 2010, as I understand it, equipped with a piece of paper. When you can put something in someone's hand, it says something. Look, here are the 101 new taxes on you, thanks to haircuts. Clown, rent a clown for a kid's party. You got to pay a tax now. And now Laura Libby and Lead Maine out with the 36. The number could be growing, but it's digital. I think those running among Republicans need to have a hard copy version that they can hand and say, look, you might not want to talk to me right now because I know you're busy. But look, I'm running for office. These are taxes that my opponent, that the other guy wants. I want to pull these back. Just let me have them to the studio.
Yeah, well, it's even closer to the homeowner now. Have you checked your electric bill?
Oh, stop. Don't even. And Jim LeBrec was in that chair 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's just starting. 32, it's 80%. Renewable in 40, it's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law. We've got to repeal that. I have a bill in to do that, too.
See, that's another issue that I think is, and I think it comes down to messaging.
Yes,
every time I talk about this, my mind goes to Jeff Timberlake, because he and I have talked about messaging before.
Yep.
Republicans need to be able to tell people, you want to know why you're... No, I wouldn't even do that. The reason your power bill is so high is because of policies of Democrats.
That's right.
No, that's too long. It's got to be even shorter. You're only going to get so much time. All the Democrats have to say is, Trump's bad, vote for me.
Yeah,
that's all they have to say.
Absolutely.
So Republicans need to be armed with something like, Democrats have jacked your power bill. Vote for me. I'll bring it down.
Yeah, and the reduction in ratings, the education, the cost. I talked to my superintendent. The cost of the school budget, now separated on your tax bill, is about 50% from mandates coming from DOE. It's the Department of Education. Yeah, it's time now to vote Republican in November and hold us responsible.
I don't know. I'm going to be thinking more about this messaging now for a long, long, long time.
Exactly. Yeah, Sue Pate and I are trying to put posters together on at least 5 issues, if not 10, and get them in the hands of the candidates. So here it is.
Oh, let me get, if I guess the 5, if I guess the 5, will you confirm them?
Yeah, and I will write them down to make sure we have all that you say.
Okay, I'm trying to synchronize my mind with what you got. I would say, again, energy is number 1. I think energy is one of the 5, one of the top 5 issues, energy.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say another of the top 5 issues, it's got to be property taxes.
Okay. Yeah, well, and that goes to the school budget.
Yes, and that's the way it's tied in. And I know they lifted the cap on what local communities can charge, but there's still got to be. I've got to say another of the top issues must be, I want to say this, but I think it is for the Republicans. I don't think it is for Democrats. And this is betrayed by the questions that every single debate moderator offered. Welfare fraud.
Absolutely.
But to the Democrats who were running, when we saw the parade of the 4 and then the 4, no question was asked.
Yep.
No one asked anything.
No.
But it should have been, because that's not Republican money. It's Republican and Democrat and independent money.
That's right.
So
that's
1, 2, 3. I want to put education up there as number 4. And I know that ties into the school because, if the state's not good for my kid, I don't want my kid in the state.
That's right.
What would be the 5th? There's only so much time before the door closes in my face as I'm knocking the door. Man, I want to say immigration policies. I don't know, but
well,
I'll defer to you.
Yeah, we've been trying to identify them. And the first is your electric bill, energy, energy production.
Okay.
The second is the reduced rating in the education system. And back to the property taxes, the mandates out of DOE that increase your school budget.
Okay, power, schools. What's your third then?
That's kind of two and three.
Yeah, so property taxes then.
Yeah, property taxes.
Power, schools, property taxes. What's your four?
We're closing in on it. I don't have them right now, but we're working on it. So,
okay.
Because of you and the main wire, feed us. We need to get to how is the most, less taxes, smaller government has never really worked for Republicans, except in that 2010 Charlie Webster cycle.
Yeah.
So we've got to get right into the pocket, and the pocket is your electric bill is crazy.
Well, I don't want Republicans in my pocket. The Democrats are already in there. So see, you got to be careful with your messaging.
Absolutely.
That's what someone's going to hear.
Yeah.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.